Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. And, yep, you're at the right place to get the most current, practical, realistic home improvement information you're going to get anywhere. We're going to have a little fun along the way, and we're going to say Happy Father's Day to all of the fathers.
Yes.
And let's make it a weekend at least. They deserve a whole week.
Yeah.
But at least let's give them the weekend, not just one day. Joe, welcome to Joe, and Happy Father's Day to you, buddy.
And Happy Father's Day to you, too. I don't know if there's a Happy Grandfather's Day, but Happy Father's Day and Grandfather's Day to you, Danny. Yeah, it's great. It's a day where your children and your wife and your family get a chance to celebrate you. So don't forget your dad. Take him out to dinner and maybe get him a tool or something he needs for as a gift instead of a necktie or whatever they're giving fathers these days. But I just love spending time with the family. I mean, really, that's all we're looking to do, right? So
absolutely.
Yeah, celebrate your dad, whether he's with us or not.
No doubt about it. We'll tell you a few stories along the way about our fathers throughout the show this week. And also, during this hour, we're going to talk a little bit about radiant barriers. Boy, that's been something that's been around for years and years. A lot of opinions out there about that. We're going to kind of share with you a few things. Also, this is Master Your Move Week here at Today's Homeowner Radio. And we're going to give you a lot of tips. If you're faced with moving, it can be quite the task. And we'll give you a few ways of cutting through that and making it a lot simpler. And also, it's time for our Four Seasons of Homeownership, the summer edition. Joe, it seems like the time runs by so quickly, but
right.
These are some important little tidbits of things that we're going to share with people that they need to do around their home.
Yeah, because you want to maintain your home, and although it seems like it's a real hassle to do because no one wants to, be cleaning or changing filters or whatever, we'll be talking about all the things you need to do. But if you ignore these little issues, they can become big problems. And then something that may have taken, a half hour, an hour to do and cost you $20, suddenly you have to call in a contractor. It's going to take all week and cost you several thousand dollars. So there's a incentive to maintain your home because if there's a problem, it's not going to go away. So tackle it as soon as you can, and you'll save time and money.
That's exactly right. Also, if you're looking for a nice, simple project to do around the house, kitchen backsplashers are more popular now than they've ever been before. Several different ways that you can approach it and some real simple, easy ways to do. We're going to talk about that. Also, during this hour, you're going to have an opportunity to win $1,000 worth of tools from our friends at Woodcraft. Also, several $100 Home Depot gift certificates. I've got your attention now. And also, we're talking about Mastery Your Move, an incredible moving kit from our friends at 3M. So stay tuned on that and get your pencils ready to write down those special URLs that you'll need to go to in order to enter these different contests. And Joe, what about a simple solution coming up in a little bit? What do you have?
Well, I've got a really simple way to apply paste wax. Paste wax isn't used as much as it used to be on furniture, but it's a excellent protector of wood and wood surfaces. It's easy to apply if you use this simple solution. I'll share that coming up.
There you go. Talking about our fathers, I thought about something. Of course, my father's no longer with us, but I remember being down after having to clean out the house and so forth, and there
right.
was this, he had his shed in the backyard there that he always kept really organized and all. And as I was cleaning that out, I realized there was a shelf dedicated there to me.
Really?
All of the gifts I had given him over the past 10 years were all lined up in one row, unopened, and
no.
just almost unopened, yeah. just sitting there. Because, after a while, as we get older, we pretty much have everything we need.
Right.
My father was, very conservative and simple in his possessions and so forth. So he really didn't need anything. And but you felt that urge to buy something. So I would buy some kind of gift, and he would graciously accept it
yes.
and go place it on my shelf out there. So
yeah, but that might have been such a special gift. He didn't want to wear it out or share it with the family.
No.
So you had a special special place for it. You can look at it that
right.
way, too.
Yeah, he was just putting it there just in the rare event that he ever needed. Like, I mean, some I remember some kind of providing him some kind of little welder, little some kind of little crafty welder thing.
Like a little soldering iron or something?
Yeah, yeah. You know, it didn't make any sense whatsoever. But I know you had the opportunity, as I did, to work side by side with your father
yes.
on remodeling projects and everything. Did you get along with him during those projects?
Oh, I did. Yeah. My dad was a remodeling contractor, and I did work alongside with him, but originally I was not a volunteer, I must say. he would wake me up. I started working with him when I was about maybe 11 or 12 years old, maybe even a little younger. He'd wake me up during the summer. He'd wake me up in the morning, and he just would stick his head in the door and say, "It's time to go to work." I'm like, oh, no. But no, we got along well. You know, he was a man of very few words. And I basically started off just running back and forth to the truck and getting him tools, you know, because he was usually on a ladder or someplace, who knows where. But and I tell you what, being someone who does a lot of work on my own now, it is so nice to have somebody. Like when my son's home, he's not home that often anymore, but when he's home, it's so nice just to have someone to hold up the end of the board, to go and get that tool, so I don't have to keep getting up and down the ladder. So that was basically how I started, mm-hmm. you know, and I still use a lot of what my dad taught me, you know, including the work ethic, of course, which we both learned from our fathers.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. And I remember along those same lines, some early Saturday mornings being woken up by my father on he bought a house. They have these unique houses that are right by railroad tracks. And, you know, I don't know if it's that way in the Northeast, but in the South, a lot of these houses look very much the same. And this is where, you know, the engineer or the, you know, the main guy on the railroad would live a lot of times. And they just pick him up along the way. I mean, I'm talking about, you know, 100 feet from the track.
Wow.
You know, that these guys live there. And so anyway, they were auctioning off this house. And I don't know why my father wanted to buy this old rundown house, but he bought it. And he disassembled that thing piece by piece. Well, me and him and whoever else he could conjure into helping him. And I mean, we tore out floors. I can't tell you how many thousands of bricks I chipped. And it was some of the longest days of my life.
Was he remodeling it or moving
it? No, he was taking it apart and moving
it. Apart.
He had like about 6 months to take it apart. I mean, I'm sure, you know, when I say he bought it, he probably paid $1,000 for the whole house, you know. But from that, he had lumber that milled out of that was just incredible. Matter of fact, I have a table that I'm about to put out in my workshop that's an antique heart pine table that he created from the beams under that 100-plus-year-old house.
That's amazing.
And it's just, I mean, it's really, really good, nice farm-type table.
Sure.
That I'm going to use out there. And a lot of other things. He built other little sheds and buildings and built onto our house and a lot of other things. When you're talking about recycling, my father was on top of it.
Yeah, you know, before there was a word called recycling.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was
My dad straightening out bent nails and putting them back in his pouch. Right? Like, well, it's only a nail. I'll just straighten it out and put it back in. Because you'd have to throw it someplace, or rather than throwing it in the trash, you would just put it in his pocket.
And now you can go out on some of the job sites, and you see some of these framers, and they're dropping full sleeves of automatic nails, and they're just stepping over them, and you know it. That drives me absolutely crazy. I can also, we had a rare opportunity because my father was an educator, and at one of the schools that he taught at, they allowed him use of the industrial arts shop, so the woodworking shop, which
that's
was
a nice
just
benefit.
Tremendous. It was a big, nice, the old-fashioned tools and lots of them and hardwood floor, and I can remember the smell of that glue going in there, and we would go at night and build little small things, and I can remember one particular, and my father was very safety conscious, really, made you be very, very careful with eye protection, ear protection, all that, which is extremely important. But one thing he forgot about is the baggy pants. He had these pants, you wore baggy pants. Well, he got a little too close to a drum sander.
Right.
And it snatched most of his pants off of him. And
so he wound up with baggy shorts, ripped off the pant legs.
He was pulled into that thing. And, he never did really raise his voice very much, but he was raising his voice in a high-pitched squeal at that point.
Yeah, as those pants tightened up into shorts.
He was able to cut the machine off, but I had to kind of go over and kind of help pulling the rear end part of his pants, trying to pull him out of the machine and everything. Just a little embarrassed and had quite a, wouldn't call it road rash, but you'd call it drum sander rash one of his sides there. So anyway, all kinds of memories, and I'm sure all of you that are listening have some great memories of things that you've done with your father. It's a real special time when you're able to learn a lot of things, learn a lot of little tricks and tips and things like that. And if you're a father, spend some time sharing some of those little tips with your kids. They'll remember it forever. Hey, coming up, we've got a great show planned. We've got calls coming in from all over the country. If you send us an email, we appreciate that because we're going to be able to get to a lot of those. You can send us an email right now, todayshomeowner.com/ask, or pick up the phone. 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner Hotline. Sit back and get ready. We're about to have a lot of fun here on Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
DIY means sawdust, work gloves, and the right tools. But at the Home Depot, the right tools means more than hammers and saws. It means a mobile app with built-in image search. That's a tool. Access an entire rental department with a swipe. That's another tool. For any project, start to finish, this isn't just DIY. This is doing like never before. This is the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Download our mobile app to get started.
Time for Ask the Bon-Eyed Guy. I've got the answers to what's bugging you. Let's go to line two and Johnny.
Oh, hey, Bon-Eyed Guy. There are so many products out there that claim they can stop insects. So how do I find the best one?
Oh, easy. Get 8. It's better than 7.
8? I just want 1.
8 brand insect control from Bon-Eyed. It kills over 100 different insects on contact and keeps on killing and repelling them for up to 30 days.
Thanks, Bon-Eyed Guy. Guess you could say 8's got their number.
Oh, you just did. Stop insects this summer with 8 brand insect control from Bon-Eyed. Learn more at Bon-Eyed.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done. And by Quikrete Cement and Concrete Products. It's what America's made of.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. I'm Danny Lifford along with my co-host Joe Truini, and we're so proud to announce another radio station joining the Today's Homeowner Network. This one is in Lake City, Florida, and it is WQHL 1250 AM.
And hello to General Manager Dean Blackwell. Thank you, Dean, for putting us on the air there, and welcome to everyone in the Lake City, Florida area. Danny and I are here each and every week to take your home improvement calls. So if you have a question, get in touch with us. We've made it really easy.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what we want to do, is to help you with any kind of challenge that you might be having around your home. We have a lot of fun here. We pack a lot of information in each and every show, and we do want you to reach out to us. And as Joe said, we make it very, very simple. First of all, you can pick up the phone. 800-946-4420 is the 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week opportunity for you to ask us any question that you would like to, any kind of comment that you might have on something that you want us to cover here on the show. And if you have a tip that's worked really well for you, we're kind of celebrating our Father's Day this weekend. And if your father shared something with you that's really worked well on improving things around the home and so forth, why don't you let us know about it? You can also send us an email anytime, todayshomeowner.com/ask. And again, we certainly welcome everybody that's listening there, WQHL 12:50 a.m. I want to also make you aware that it is Master Your Move Week here at Today's Homeowner, with a little help from our friends at 3M. You know, moving is about so much more than just getting your stuff from point A to point B. I mean, in this special site on our website, we're covering everything from cleaning and packing to decorating and more to make your move as easy as possible. So here's where you need to go, todayshomeowner.com/move, for all the details and information. Now, listen now, while you're there, you need to enter the Master Your Move giveaway. Now, our friends at 3M has given away one grand prize winner, all kinds of stuff. This moving package is worth over $200. And let me tell you, it is a full box of packing tape, all kind of cleaning supplies, all the things that you can find that 3M has available. They're also right there in the aisles of Home Depot right now. So Master Your Move Week is brought to you by the trusted 3M brands such as Scotch Packaging Tape, Scotch Blue Painter's Tape, Scotch-Brite, and Command. Again, all available at the Home Depot. Again, that address is todayshomeowner.com/move. Joe, we had a question here from Iowa. You know, we have some wonderful people that listen all over the Midwest and Iowa. Certainly, we have some wonderful stations there. And Philip is asking, says, I'm putting on a brand new roof and I'm using steel shingles with rocks on top. I assume he's talking about a metal roof with some of the texture that they have on there. And I'm wondering if a radiant barrier underlayment is a good idea to use on that. Would that be a good addition for my roof? And again, he mentions that he lives in Iowa. What do you think on that? I mean, I've always been hot and cold on the radiant barriers. You get that?
So to speak. Yeah, I get it. I get it. I'm paying attention. It's early in the show. If you tried this in like a half hour, I might not have gotten it. But I'm
comedy genius coming right out here. But anyway, what do you think about the radiant barriers use in any roof, but particular one that might have a metal roof going on it?
Yeah, for people who aren't familiar, radiant barriers, basically, it's a roll of paper that has aluminum foil on it, for lack of a better word. It's just this really shiny surface, and you often see it. It's typically used in the southern part of the country, or southwest, and it's often used in attics stapled to the underside of the roof rafters. And the whole idea is that it's just reflecting heat and trying to keep the attic as cool as it can. And on roofs, they will often use it on roofs that be like a clay tile roof or a slate roof or a metal roof. But it has to have usually at least a half inch of airspace behind it. So it can't be any kind of shingle, roof shingle that gets nailed right down to the roof deck. But in any case, so if there's airspace, what you could do is put down, after you waterproof the roof and seal all the seams and the plywood, you put down the radiant barrier, just staple it right down. Then you put down your battens, your wooden strips, and then you attach that. And the battens create the airspace. Then you put your shingles on. Well, according to the people who make radiant barriers, there are a couple different, it's often called roofing foil radiant barrier or something like that. It reflects 97% of the solar heat, the radiant heat, so it's not going into the house and warming up the attic space and then possibly warming up your house. So that's sort of the theory and how it works. How effective is it? I'm not really sure because I live in Connecticut and that's not an issue we have, so I don't see it installed around here. But it's certainly worth checking. I mean, if you're getting a new roof put on, it's very affordable. It's very easy to put down. It takes just minutes, so it probably can't hurt. And the reason you use it under like clay, slate, or metal is because that heat that's being radiated off because of this foil barrier is not going to ruin the shingles because they're impervious to the heat. You know, if it was asphalt shingle, it would probably cook it. You know, mm-hmm. So I think I would look into it certainly and talk to a roofer and see if he installs it regularly. And if he doesn't, ask him why.
Well, there's a couple things you think about on that, or the way I think about things is if it was really, really effective, it would be mainstream. It would be used all the time, every time. And also then you look at the return on the investment. So say that the decision is that, yes, it will save energy and cost you less money on your energy bill. So are we talking 0.5%, 1%?
Right.
And then the investment in the radiant barrier with time and materials. So you factor that. Okay, does it take 8 years to get your money back or 80 years to get your money back?
Right.
So, you know, when you look at things from a real practical standpoint like that, it just seems like if it was really effective, it would be used 90% of the time. You know?
Right.
So,
and it might be where this, I mean, he's in Iowa, which I wouldn't consider, you know, like it's not like he's in Alabama or Arizona or someplace where, you know, you have really long summers. So even if he's in South Iowa, you know, it probably doesn't get that hot. So, and it would serve no benefit in the winter or fall.
Exactly. Yeah. So I don't know. That's one of those things with building materials that just seems to kind of linger around, and there's never seemed to be a definite opinion on that. But let's go to an email here that actually involves another metal roof. This was from Mark in Wisconsin. We have a new metal roof on our home, and now I need to install a vent fan in the upstairs bathroom. However, I'd rather not punch a hole through my brand new metal roof. Can you suggest any alternative ways to route the vent. Well, Mark, the most important thing when you're routing any exhaust fan is to go the shortest route possible. Now, if that route is straight up and through the metal roof, I would suggest you go that route and just get a roofer to take care of flashing in the vent on top of the metal roof to make sure you don't have any problems on that. It's done all the time. It's really not that impactful. However, if you have an adjacent wall, like where you may have a gable that you're able to go and mount a wall mount vent cover over that gable, well, go that route. That certainly works fine. And you can also direct that to your gable vent if it's close by. And it's always better, instead of the kind of flexible corrugated type of material, which is acceptable for vent fans, but you have a lot less resistance and more efficiency by going with smooth metal pipe. So I would suggest possibly considering that. And also, we know some manufacturers that say it's okay to take that pipe and curl it down to a soffit vent so that it can blow out of the soffit vent. Not my favorite way of doing it, because you're restricting that soffit vent's function a little bit. And, you know, most of the time you're talking about hot moist air that's going to rise, so you hate to have to turn it down when you're blowing it out. But the most important thing, Mark, is the shortest vent, the venting is the shortest you could possibly make that, the more efficient it will be. Hey, coming up, we're going to tell you about a really brand new garbage disposal that you might not realize. And also, we're going to tackle that Four Seasons of Homeownership, the summer edition, to give you just a few things, very minor things, that you might want to consider doing around your home before it really gets hot. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Thanks for listening to Today's Homeowner. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio.
The Four Seasons of Homeownership is brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
And welcome back to the show, where it is time for us to tackle our Four Seasons of Homeownership, our summer checklist. Now, you can write everything down so that you get all of this, or why not make it easy and go to todayshomeowner.com/Four Seasons to download this entire list and a lot of other information, videos, and articles to help you out on this. Now, this might sound a bit overwhelming. There's 10 items on what we're considering the top 10 must do, but when we get through all of it and we tell you how little it costs and how little bit of time you're going to spend to be able to create, to do all of these little maintenance chores, you'll realize it's very, very manageable. And everything that you need is waiting on you right now in the aisles of Home Depot. Okay, let's start down the list. First of all, change that AC and heating system filter. Of course, you need to do that on a regular basis. If you use a good quality filter, like an electrostatic filter, you only have to do it every 3 months. Also, you want to make sure, especially since that air conditioner is going to be working hard, is to at your air conditioning drain, which will be a piece of PVC pipe, probably 3/4 of an inch. It'll be positioned right by your air handling unit, which could be in a hallway closet or up in the attic or even under the house or in the basement. You'll have that little drain line. Pour a cup of bleach in there at least twice during the summer to kill all of that mycelia and all of the fungus and everything that's in there that might cause it to back up.
And of course, summer is also a great time to make those outdoor repairs, including you want to check your deck for loose railings and any kind of damaged wood, inspect fences and gates, make sure they're operating properly. And you want to clean and inspect your outdoor grill and all outdoor furniture as well. Make any repairs before you get too deep into the summer. So now's the time to do that.
And here's one that might throw you off a little bit. Have your fireplace professionally inspected and cleaned. Why now? Well, think about it. The guys have plenty of time. They're not working that hard because everybody's not waiting to the last minute to call them when they're ready to start that first fire. So you're going to get some good attention. You'll get a quick appointment, and you might even get a discount on the price. But it's a good time to go ahead and be very proactive in making sure that fireplace is safe and ready. Also, if you're walking around the outside of your house and you see any place where paint is peeling and you maybe have some raw wood there, attack it now before it gets worse. A little scraping, sanding, priming, and touching that up will make a big, big difference so that you're not having to do any damage, any kind of repair of that wood later on.
And before you put in your screens, it's a good idea to clean windows, both inside and out, and that includes any sliding patio doors or French doors you have. And then while you're outside, also take a look at your garden and your planting beds and flower beds. Now's a good time to pull out all the weeds that are starting to grow, add mulch. Mulch will help keep the weeds at bay, but also that it absorbs and holds moisture, so you don't have to water as often. And so you want those. Now's the time to prepare those gardens so that in the middle of summer and late summer, you'll get that full bounty of flowers and vegetables and fruits and whatever else you're growing out there.
Now, you might be sitting there going, wait a minute, Danny and Joe, that sure sounds like a long list and a lot of work. But we estimate, conservatively, it's going to take you about 12 hours and cost about $220 for the materials that you'll need. And it might be that you don't have a fireplace or you don't have some of these items that will make it even more manageable and easier. And, you know, if you will go to todayshomeowner.com/four seasons, you'll see this really attractive printout that has little boxes to check, print it out, put it on the refrigerator, and you might knock out a couple things here and a couple. You don't have to do it all at one time. And it's just that sense of gratification and knowing that you're really taking care of your home the way you should. So that's what we call our top 10 must-do list on our summer checklist of four seasons of home ownership. But just real quickly, let me run through another little thing here, if time and budget allow, and then I'll have Joe do another category that's a little something extra, just to provide you some you know, some ideas and inspiration on some other things. If time and budget allow, how about cleaning your grills and your fan blades on your bathroom exhaust fan? Just pull the grill down. You'll see that it does need some attention. Also, check out any cracks that you may have around the house, foundation. Make sure you're not having any settling cracks and fill those cracks with concrete repair caulk. Another thing, asphalt driveway. If you have any cracks on that, even small cracks, now's the time to repair those. It's very easy to get the materials you need from Home Depot to fill all of these in and recoat the driveway if you feel that it really needs it at this point. Also, clean and deodorize your garbage disposal. Great way of doing that is at todayshomeowner.com. Just put clean garbage disposal in there and you'll see a really cool way of cleaning that without taking a lot of time or money. Another thing, wash or replace any of your shower curtains. They may start looking a little dingy. Splash a little color in that bathroom by putting in a new shower curtain. And another thing on the final part of our if time and budget allow is to remove all of your heating and cooling registers or the grills, thoroughly clean, and then reinstall those. Now, if you do all of this, now you've spent about 7 hours and only spent about $50. Now, a little something extra. This is when you're really getting ambitious. You're really a proactive homeowner. A little something extra. Go through that one, Joe.
All right, Danny, let's start with cleaning and organizing your garage. And a great way to do that is get a couple of your neighbors involved, and you can help them, they can help you, and then you can have a garage sale because you're probably going to find a lot of things that you no longer need. So that's a good thing to do this summer is clear out the garage. If you have a generator, either a portable or a standby generator, perform the regular maintenance as recommended by the manufacturer. Also, paint your front door. Give your home a new, fresh look with a bold color. If it's stained, you can refinish the stain and add a sealer to protect it. Then organize one closet. You don't have to do every closet in the whole house. Just do one closet at a time. Might take you, depending on the size of the closet, an hour, or might take you less. And if you do these four little something extra items, you use a total time of maybe 10 or 12 hours at a cost of about $80.
So you see, it can be very, very manageable. Again, that's todayshomeowner.com/four seasons, brought to you by our friends at Home Depot. Now, another thing that Home Depot brings each and every week is our best new product segment. So if you entertain a lot and you know how much you rely on your garbage disposal for cleanup and how much harder you have to work when it can't get the job done, well, that's why Moen Design, the Host Series Continuous Feed Space-Saving Garbage Disposal. This unit features a streamlined design and a powerful high-speed motor that cleans up foods like small fruit pits, banana peels, small bones, and cooked meats. It installs easily on any existing 3-bolt assembly and is backed by a 10-year limited warranty with in-house service. This powerful permanent magnet motor helps reduce jamming, while the Sound Shield insulation keeps the peace around the house. So if you want to find out more about Moen's Host Series Continuous Feed Garbage Disposal, log on to HomeDepot.com. A lot of information for you there, and you can get all the backup information on this by going to todayshomeowner.com. Coming up, more questions, a little bit of basement work we're doing, and a whole lot more right here on Today's Homeowner Radio. Stay with us. Sit back and enjoy the fresh air without the bugs, thanks to Wizard Screen Solutions. Wizard retractable screens are the perfect solution for your home that protects you from those pesky insects and conveniently retracts out of sight when not in use. Discreetly designed, Wizard retractable screens is the only product that comes with a lifetime warranty. This is truly the ultimate screen solution for your doors. Visit wizardscreens.com to find your screen solution today.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautiful tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. No mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of. Did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone as easily as painting? With Deitch Coatings Decorative Stone Finishes, you can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you do it yourself. Get Deitch Coating products online through the Home Depot and DeitchCoatings.com. Start planning your next project today. In older homes with old electrical wiring, the hazards you don't see may be the most dangerous ones. Loose wiring connections or damaged wires can cause arcing or sparks that may lead to a fire. The solution is an arc fault circuit interrupter, or AFCI. Leviton offers AFCI outlets and circuit breakers that detect hazardous arc faults and interrupt the power, reducing the likelihood of an electrical fire. Learn more at leviton.com/AFCI. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Deitch Coatings. Easily roll on your new stone countertop, garage floor, and more in just a weekend with Deitch. And by Custom Building Products, North America's leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
And welcome back to the show. Want to let you know we teamed up with our friends at Woodcraft for another great summer sweepstakes. It's the Cool Tool Sweepstakes going on right now. All you have to do is head over to todayshomeowner.com/cooltools to enter for your chance to win a $1,000 Woodcraft gift card that can be used in many of their retail stores or online at woodcraft.com. Now, this particular sweepstakes ends June 27th, so don't wait, don't delay. Go right now and enter to win a $1,000 Woodcraft gift card at todayshomeowner.com/cooltools. Believe me, you can get a lot of great tools, materials, and just about everything for a $1,000 gift card.
Perfect timing for Father's Day, too.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking. Boy, I'm telling you, if you're struggling on trying to figure out what to get your father, hopefully you've already gotten that taken care of. But if not, Woodcraft.com and Woodcraft Retail Stores, a great place to go. Right now, we're going to head out to Texas, and Nancy's on the line. Nancy, welcome to the show, and tell us all about this little kitchen project you're thinking about.
Well, I have a convertible, the glass curved, you know, top, and then the vent hood is stainless steel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my problem. I'm just wondering what would be, because I'm not, you know, anyone who installs a lot of that kind of thing, mm-hmm. but I need a backsplash because it's not really a, behind the stove, it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my question is what's the best type of product? What should I use?
Okay. All right. Well, anytime you have a radius or curve like that in anything that you're doing or in and around your home, makes it a little more complicated. But just so that I understand, the curved glass part of that, that actually butts to the wall behind your range.
Yes.
Okay. So you feel that the backsplash would need to have that radius, or is it possible that the backsplash could go up behind that and have the curved part butt to the backsplash? Is that possible?
Well, if it's thin enough, I believe so, yes.
Okay. Because there's usually a little bit of adjustment in there. And if I recall correctly, last time we did one of those, that's what we did so that little area that's visible above the radius still has the backsplash part on it. Now, you know, if you're not real confident on installing the tile and things like that, this is certainly a very common project that tile installers install. But I'll tell you what, we have found a product called Simple Matte. And you can look at SimpleMat.com or Google SimpleMat or go to todayshomeowner.com and put in SimpleMat in our search engine, and you'll see lots of videos and ways that we've used this. But it's basically like a big double stick tape, and you peel off one, you stick it right on the wall, you peel off the other, and you place your tile right in place there. You don't have to use any glue or adhesive or anything, and you just push the tile right in place so you can select the tile that you want, and then that's pretty much all it is, and then you're able to really apply the grout right away, and you can see on the video how simple it is. That's one way to go, but I would suggest that you allow it to continue up the wall, and that glass probably will have a little adjustment movement that'll allow that quarter-inch tile to slip up behind it.
Perfect. That sounds wonderful.
Nancy, can I offer you another suggestion that I did at my home?
Yeah, go ahead. What you got, Joe?
Because there is probably a little bit of space behind that glass, or there's enough movement where you can pull it back, what I did in my house is I put in a sheet of stainless steel. Just slip it right up in there. Mm-hmm. You can have them cut it custom. You obviously want to go down behind the stove at the top of the range, at least, you know, a few inches.
Right.
It's got a nice, clean, contemporary look. It'll match the stainless steel on your vent hood. And it's impervious to anything. You can clean it really easily. No grout joints to worry about, anything like that. Now, it is pretty commercial. Some people think it's a little too commercial look, but once it's up there, I mean, I had the stove stainless steel, my range hood is stainless steel. To have another piece of stainless steel, it sort of just blends in. And I have tile to the right and left, and it doesn't look odd at all. It doesn't look like, oh, there should be tile there. So that might be another option, is have a fabricator come out and cut a piece of stainless steel to slip up in there.
Right. Now, what about on the edge of the stainless steel? Do you just leave it?
Yeah. You wouldn't even, I mean, do you have tile on the rest of the wall, or what do you have on the rest of the wall?
No, it's just board, wall board, you know.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, we're talking about stainless steel is going to be super thin. You know, it's a gauge. So I forgot what gauge we use, but it's, you know, a little more than a 16th of an inch thick. And they wouldn't leave a sharp edge. If it's exposed, they would smooth it off and round it over a little bit. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate all this help y'all gave me.
You're very welcome.
And I will definitely look at the Simple Mat and see what they have to offer and look at all the options. But that does help me a lot. I appreciate it.
Our pleasure, Nancy. If we can help you any other way, just let us know. And hope you have a great weekend.
I will. And I do enjoy your show with your daughter. Really nice. Thank you.
Oh, good. Thank you very much. Appreciate you saying that. If you have a chance to to tune in to the Today's Homeowner television show. We certainly appreciate it. We've been at it a while. We're about to enter into our 24th season on national television, and you can find out more about it by going to todayshomeowner.com/TV or just browse around the website there. You'll see a lot of information about it. Hey, coming up, what about the simple solution, Joe? What can we expect?
Well, you can expect a quick tip for applying paste wax to your furniture.
Right, that sounds good. That's one of those things that people are a little confused about, when you use it, when you shouldn't. Joe will be able to explain that a little bit more when we come back here on Today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. And remember, you can call us anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio, the number one place for practical, realistic home improvement tips.
Time for Ask the Bonide Guy. I've got the answers to what's bugging you. Let's go to line two and Johnny.
Oh, hey, Bonide Guy. There are so many products out there that claim they can stop insects. So how do I find the best one?
Oh, easy. Get 8. It's better than 7.
8? I just want 1.
8 brand insect control from Bonide. It kills over 100 different insects on contact and keeps on killing and repelling them for up to 30 days.
Thanks, Bonide Guy. Guess you could say 8's got their number.
Oh, you just did. Stop insects this summer with 8 brand insect control from Bonide. Learn more at Bonide.com.
Don't just survive your next move, master it with Master Your Move Week. There's always tons to get done, whether you're preparing to sell your current home or move out of a rental. So we've got great tips to help you simplify cleaning and packing, plus great ideas for decorating and organizing once you get to your new place. All brought to you by the trusted brands at 3M, like Scotch Packaging Tape, Scotch Blue Painter's Tapes, Scotch-Brite, and Command. All available at the Home Depot. Find out how to make your move easier at todayshomeowner.com/move.
When you're working with wood, it's important to have the right tool for the job. Whether you need hand tools, power tools, finishing supplies, or just some good advice, the place to go is woodcraft.com. If you prefer hands-on help, stop by one of the 75 Woodcraft retail stores where you'll find classes taught by woodworking experts plus all the latest woodworking tools and supplies. Woodcraft for all your woodworking needs. Visit them in person or at woodcraft.com or call 1-800-535-4486.
DIY means sawdust, work gloves, and the right tools. But at the Home Depot, the right tools means more than hammers and saws. It means a mobile app with built-in image search. That's a tool. Access an entire rental department with a swipe. That's another tool. For any project, start to finish, this isn't just DIY. This is doing like never before. This is the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Download our mobile app to get started.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Wizard Screen Solutions, retractable screens done right, and by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes.
And welcome back to the show. Before we get to our simple solution, I want to share with you one more email here, because so many people are concerned about their basements and being able to use them any way they can. And this one comes from Sonia in Indiana. It says, my husband and I use our basement as a workspace for projects around the house and yard. We have one of those horizontal storm cellar looking doors that lead in from the outside, but it's fallen apart. We really need that access, want to replace it, but we want to know what to look for. Can you help? Well, we certainly can. You know, the first thing you want to do is to match the size of the opening. Then you'll want to find one that's rugged enough to last so you don't have to replace it again in just a few years. And many of these doors are made of steel, but for those, you'll want a factory applied powder coat finish to make sure you keep the rust away. That's the best way to go. And some doors are now made of high density polyethylene and designed to look like a wood plank door. Now that's a nice look, but more importantly, it's corrosive resistance. And the folks at Bilco Company offer both of these style doors, so that's a good place to start for your research. And you can find them at bilco.com. Their doors also feature weathertight construction and engineered lift assistance, which makes the door a little easier to operate grade and prevents it from slamming closed. There's also a great keyed lock kit for the doors that make it real easy to unlock the doors from the outside. Hey, this company's been around for almost 100 years, so they know what they're doing and they do it right. So again, Bilco.com. Okay, shifting gears right now, let's go to Joe for our simple solution.
All right, Danny, Pace Wax, you can get it in a can, and it's a great way to, and an affordable way to protect wood finished surfaces, tabletops, desks, chests of drawers, that kind of thing, any finished piece of furniture. But the trick is to apply it. If you apply it too thinly, of course, it's not going to provide much protection. If you apply it too thickly, then it never really dries, and it leaves behind kind of a tacky feel to it. So here's what you do. Take about a golf ball size dollop of this paste wax and place it into a double layer piece of cheesecloth. It's important that it's at least two layers thick. And cut the cheesecloth about 12 inches square. Fold up the corners of the cheesecloth and twist it so you create like a little ball of wax. Now, as you gently squeeze the cheesecloth and rub it on the top of the piece of furniture, the friction will melt the wax, the paste wax, and just enough will come through. You're not going to have it dripping out. It's not going to come out too heavily, and it creates a polishing pad almost. And as you continue to spread it, you'll spread a nice even layer. Just put it on in overlapping circles, and the friction, as I said, will soften the wax and it'll come out just the right amount, so you're not over applying it or under applying it. And then you can go back and forth once you apply it with a soft cloth in straight lines just to smooth it out, and that's it. You let it dry. And you, now, because it's a paste wax, it's not like polyurethane, you probably would have to redo this, maybe depending on how often you use the furniture, twice a year, three times a year. We have it on our bath vanity, which is an antique dresser that I actually converted into a bath vanity, and it gets a lot of water, so there I reapply the wax maybe every 3 months or so. But it's a really easy way to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. With that method, that makes it even easier to apply it. So another great simple solution from my buddy Joe Truini. You can view over 500 of these by going to todayshomeowner.com/simple solution. Well, that'll pretty much wrap up this first hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. If you're listening to a station that doesn't carry that second hour, well, head over to todayshomeowner.com/radio. And also remember our podcast, todayshomeowner.com/podcast. Danny Lippert along with Joe Truini. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.